ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. There is a change to the next presidential debate. I'm Dave Anthony. Trump versus Biden, virtually, not in person, each in a remote location. But the president does not like that, so it might not even happen. Fox's John Decker live in Washington.
President Trump calling in to Fox Business and saying he will not take part in debate number two, which was scheduled to take place virtually 1 week from today.
No, I'm not going to waste my time in a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous.
The Commission on Presidential Debate announced it was making the second presidential debate, a town hall format, virtual in order to protect the health and safety of all involved. The Trump campaign instead says they will hold a rally, while Biden's campaign is vowing its candidate will participate in the debate. Dave?
John, as for the president's recovery from COVID?
I feel perfect. There's nothing wrong.
And what did he think of last night's vice presidential debate?
She was terrible.
The president just called Kamala Harris a communist and a monster. The Democrat took aim at his coronavirus response.
The greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Harris said he knew how bad COVID was early.
And they covered it up. The president said it was a hoax.
Vice President Pence responded.
When I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
They also sparred over the economy, and there's new update on that. Fox's Lillian Wu has it live.
Dave, some 840,000 laid-off workers asked for first-time jobless help last week. That's worse than the prediction. 825,000 claims have been stuck in the 8,000 to 900,000 range for more than a month. Now,
America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Again, our top Fox story developing this morning. The Commission on Presidential Debates made a change to the next debate between President Trump and Joe Biden a week from today. That it'll be virtual in a town hall format, each candidate in a different location. Well, then President Trump told Fox Business he's not going to waste his time. It's not what debating's all about. And the Trump campaign says instead they will hold a rally. The Biden campaign is still vowing to participate. Now, we also did have that announcement on the job front, which showed that there was an increase in the number of people filing for first-time jobless claims, and the people continuing to receive benefits, though, did drop to under 11 million. On Wall Street stocks, they could add to yesterday's big gains. Dow futures up nearly 200 points. Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, Tampa Bay versus Chicago. But two other games may be in question on Sunday. Tennessee-Buffalo, New England-Denver. The Titans-Patriots couldn't practice because of COVID. There's even talk of possibly pausing the season a week.
The NFL... 13 players and 19 staffers tested positive for the coronavirus between September 20th and October 3rd. This amid rising concerns over the spread of the virus, with two new positive results for the Tennessee Titans and New England Patriots defensive back Stephon Gilmore contracting the virus. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills told NFL Network Wednesday the league is taking all the proper steps.
Every option's on the table. We've never taken any option off the table, which includes, as you said, some type of pause or reset and any other kind of alternative arrangements.
This comes amid reports the Titans players violated COVID-19 protocols by continuing continuing in-person workouts at a high school football field while the team's facilities were shut down. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the baseball playoffs, Oakland stayed alive with a game 3-1 over Houston. Tampa Bay went up 2-1 on the New York Yankees. Atlanta shut out Miami. LA beat San Diego. So the Braves and Dodgers both have 2-0 series leads. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Weather brought to you by the College of Aces. Agriculture, consumer, and environmental sciences is more than meets the eye. Explore opportunities at aces.illinois.edu.
What a gorgeous day with a high 78 and sunshine. 52 our low tonight, 84 the high tomorrow, down to 60. Partly cloudy over the weekend as we get around to 80 and then down to around 60 in the evening. Chance of rain bumps up from 20% to 40% Sunday into Monday. Right now the temperature's at 51 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I think when Kamala Harris said, "I'm speaking, it's my time," it felt very like a principal or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for that. I thought Mike Pence was really, really good, but I don't think anything moves the needle. They're still voting for Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But certainly everybody, I think 100% of the people, would agree it was better than the first debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Right. You'd think guys in their mid-70s or mid to upper 70s would have more respect for each other like they did last night.
It was way better last night.
Mm-hmm.
Different. You could actually hear content.
Yeah.
With this announcement that the next debate for the presidential candidates is virtual. Donald Trump has already said he's not doing that. I don't know why you couldn't meet. I'm sorry. Come on, man. Come on, man.
There we go.
Where's my hotkey? You can make this everything you need it to be. It can be all safe.
At 359-2255, did you say if it's not a landslide, results will come out January 19th?
That's what Matt said. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Said if it's, and I said right before the top of the hour, I pray for a landslide.
Right.
Just a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden can be a landslide. Donald Trump can be a landslide. But something where everyone says, okay.
Just so we're not contentious and have to have the hanging Chad.
Unfortunately, it's probably heading toward the old hanging Chad, so to speak. Not that there'll be hanging Chads, but that's what happened in 2000.
Well, and that's the reason I was hearing other people talk about they want the Supreme Court justice decided on in case it does go to the Supreme Court on the election results.
And if it's 4-4 in the Supreme Court, then a lower court would pick the president. That's how, because it would not be decided if it's 4-4. So you would certainly have that to consider.
Well, Senator Harris brought up yesterday an Abraham Lincoln incident with 27 days till the election and how he said, we'll let the president decide. We'll let the people decide on the president, and then the president decide on the Supreme Court justice.
I think he still nominated somebody. Everybody has nominated. 29 out of 29.
You didn't bring up that.
Yeah, right. 29 out of 29 vacancies in election year have all been they've nominated somebody. Merrick Garland was nominated in 16, but it was a Republican Senate. So they're just not going to vote him in. And even though Hillary was supposed to win, so I think they were going, well, okay, whatever, she's going to win anyway. And then nobody is following this whole thing about Russian collusion. It is an unbelievable story that's not getting any coverage. But essentially, Hillary Clinton, there's a handwritten note from John Brennan, who's a top security guy, saying Hillary wants to have a distraction for her emails. And they want to use Russia, saying he's colluding. And so that started like in June, maybe August or September of 2016. And then it goes on after the election to where they have a false report and reason to get, you know, the subpoenas and get an investigation, then a special prosecutor. The whole thing is just an unbelievable. If this had been a Republican, it would have been 10 times Watergate. What the FBI did, the problem with everything was that Trump won. None of this would have come out. None of those Peter Strzok and all these text messages that we'll make sure we have our insurance, we're not going to let him win, never would have seen the light of day. And when they say the swamp, that's kind of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There are Republicans and Democrats both in the swamp and are of the swamp. And so the reason Donald Trump won is because we're all in the heartland here out there thinking things are pretty fair and trying to do it right and all these other things.
It's ridiculous. It is a power grab. They just want power. That's all it's about is control. That's all it's about. And so Trump wins as a result of the frustration that remains because of the crap that goes on all the time in Washington that is so shady. And the bureaucracy of 400,000 people, the IRS, and hundreds of thousands of people fill all these federal jobs that ballooned and very difficult to put that genie back in the bottle. Well, when most of the people work for the federal government, you're going to advocate for what's going to keep you there. And so when he illuminates some of the secrets, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to show and tell people how the thing works. That's taboo. So we got to get rid of this guy. No matter what and why the media goes along with it, I don't get it. I don't know how the media was supposed to be the watchdog. And the whole setup of the First Amendment, we're all too busy going to soccer. So we got to trust the news who's supposed to be objective. What happened to that? It's just advocacy now. Where do you find a straight down the middle? Tell me the story. Give me both sides. Don't taint it. Don't slant it. Tell me. And then I'll decide what I think of that. And then if you're not getting the information, dig for it. It did that for Watergate. Pretty good reporting. Went all the way to the president. The dumb burglary, dumb cover-up, stupid all the way around, recorded everybody, paranoid Richard Nixon. And yet we don't pursue that. What the FBI did in spying on Donald Trump and all the stuff that went on is unbelievable historically. You do not want that to happen. You don't want the government to work against the president of another party, ever, Republican or Democrat. You don't want that. That's banana republic stuff. So to see and hear all this stuff going on, you're going, why isn't anybody talking about what looks like a terrible thing they did?
Right.
Then they impeached
Watergate on steroids.
Well, they impeached the president. For what? For a phone call to Uruguay? No, it was Ukraine. Phone call to Ukraine, and then you've got all this stuff where Joe Biden kind of was shaking him down because they were investigating his son and said, if you don't fire the prosecutor by the time I leave in 6 hours, you won't get your $1 billion. Well, the president said you would. We'll call him. And SOB, they fired the guy. Ha, 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 everybody laughed. Let's talk about a shakedown.
Yeah.
It is so hypocritical, and it's dizzying. And if you want to go far left in this country, I would trust that 8 out of 10 will be very upset with ultimately what you're going to see if Democrats sweep. And they might. I don't think you're going to like what's going to transpire because they're going to go fast. If they get the House, the Senate, and the presidency in 2 years, you're not going to recognize the place. It's going to be a lot different. It's going to be very difficult for another party to ever win, for certainly the foreseeable future. Because if they can add senators and add justices, you're going to have the game kind of in your way. And it's possible you'll get power back at some point somehow. I don't know how, though. If you got the numbers, you got the numbers. All right, 359-2255. You can Facebook message us as well if you have any thoughts on what we're talking about. Love to hear from you. How do you think the debate went last night? Donald Trump has said he's not participating in a virtual debate, which was announced about an hour ago, and he came out within 10 minutes and said, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any thoughts on whether that's a good idea to do a virtual, or should the president go do a rally somewhere, which is what he says he's going to do. Okay, Latania Sports is in motion this morning with a job fair going on till 11 this morning. Last morning for this, they did it yesterday afternoon. Latania makes hurdles and javelins and rims for
all kinds of sports equipment.
Employ 150 people. They're looking for 15 or 20 people. If you'll go up there with a resume and a mask, or just a mask, really, they'll just talk to you, and you might get a job on the spot. Pays pretty good, and the benefits are great, and it's a really good company. It's a locally owned 150-person employees, and by all accounts, all the people we talk to, they love working at Latania Sports. So between now and 11, you can take your mask and or resume and go up North Market, mm-hmm. and take a ride at FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
And Latania is right there.
That road behind the mall.
Yep. It's Market to Mercury, and then it's near FedEx. It's Latania Sports Job Fair till...
11.
11 this morning. C.R. Black, hurdles assembler for Latania Sports.
I'm the hurdle man. I did make a javelin that did win gold. And then you just happen to watch NBC Sports and you see it on TV. And the key thing is, it's like, wow, I made that.
Latania Sports is hiring jobs for motivated people with great benefits. October 7th and 8th at 601 Mercury Drive, just east of FedEx. Masks are required. Resumes helpful. L-I-T-A-N-I-A. LataniaSports.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Oops, wrong one. Here we go, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, 8:16.
All right, baseball's going on, and the playoffs have the American League with the Tampa Bay Rays up 2-1 over the New York Yankees with their 8-4 win yesterday. Oakland A's over the Houston Astros 9-7, but the Houston Astros are up 2-1 on that series. Atlanta Braves 2-0 winners over Miami, and they're up 2-0 on the National League side. 2-0 winners yesterday, L.A. Dodgers. Dodgers are up 2-0 with their 6-5 win over the San Diego Padres. We've got some NFL action tonight. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Colts at Cleveland on Sunday, and Monday the LA Chargers are in New Orleans. That's pretty much sports. I'm sorry I'm so brief. I do have a comment coming in on 359-2255.
Yep. What do you got?
Okay, so Brian B. said, GOP House and Senate leadership needs to introduce the Ruth Bader Ginsburg constitutional amendment pledge to seek the 28th Amendment to the Constitution to limit the number of Supreme Court justices to 9. Mm-hmm. Let's see who is willing to sign the pledge and who isn't. Ginsburg is on record indicating the number should be 9.
Well, I don't think you can get a constitutional amendment. It should be really tough. I think you have to have 2/3 vote in the House and Senate. Good luck getting 2/3 of anybody. And then every state has to ratify it with their own majorities. And tricky.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't have amendments every day to the Constitution.
That's right.
Tony writes, Mary McGrew at Latania Sports is great people. I do a recruitment fair there every year during non-pandemic times. Latania doing a job fair if you want work.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that. I thought, you know,
what if I could go to work? Weld back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You got a bead in.
Mr. Allison's class, I could put the weld bead like nobody's business. Oh, yeah. But if I didn't do the bead right, the rim would break. That could be bad.
Yes.
But it's a real talent to being a welder.
Mm-hmm.
I have that big old mask and sparks are flying and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, Latania doing a job fair till 11. So if you want to run up there between now and 11 with a mask, that's all you need, really, and then just talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you might get hired today. Just shine. And you know what's amazing, anecdotally, is how bad people are at eye contact. And in the old days when we used to shake hands and all that stuff, now you don't shake hands anymore because everyone's sick or afraid to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But eye contact and energy and having a clue as to where you're applying. I mean, some of the real basic things.
Right. Ask some questions about the company.
I mean, when we
all
get
all of that,
when we get
study up a little bit.
Somebody sends us a resume and it says, "Dear radio station." Just not impressive.
I know.
Dear radio station.
Exactly.
Let's do a little homework. Our names are out there, okay?
They sure are on the sign.
Really pretty easy, but it's
If you negotiate on email, typically on the signature, you'd have the radio logos, and you could start
pretty easy, yeah. But some people don't put much effort, and sometimes they're just fulfilling obligations, keep unemployment coming. I get it. So that could be there. Okay, 819, if you want to chime in, feel free. Let's check your weather.
All right, looking good today with a high 78. Plenty of sunshine expected. 52 our low into the evening tonight. 84 the high tomorrow, down to around 64 in the evening. Up to 81 on Saturday. Sunday's high at 78, down to 60. Partly cloudy conditions expected this weekend. With the sunshine, we're at 53. It's been a great morning. We're ESPN 93.5.
That's an idea, Kent. Facebook message, Stevie, here's an idea for the president. Participate in the virtual debate, but do it while at the rally with your people behind you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's not happening. Yeah, okay. I did really like the demeanor of Mike Pence. When I said Trump should be infused with 20% of Pence, I've moved that to 60%. His demeanor was fantastic. He was really, really good, mm-hmm. I thought. 8:20.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economists were expecting to see a modest improvement in the job market last week, and the numbers confirm that. There were 840,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, still dramatically high, and over 800,000, but down from revised numbers for the previous week. The number of people still receiving unemployment benefits improved. Continuing claims came in at 10.9 million. McDonald's shares are rallying after it reported better than expected sales in the summer quarter. Sales were down about 2% from a year ago, though analysts were predicting a larger drop. McDonald's also is raising the dividend it pays to shareholders. Morgan Stanley is buying financial firm Eaton Vance. The two say they have little overlap and the combined business will oversee $4.4 trillion of assets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. Plus, when you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. That's not all. Hear your favorite podcasts from Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, Martha McCallum, Brett Baer, and many more. Just hit schedule, set your alarm, and click listen. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound, long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, Registered Investment Advisor.
Has this season of life got you down? Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at See You at Home, with some encouragement for you. Back in mid-June, See You at Home and Austin's Place decided to keep the men's and women's emergency shelters open. That's right, friend. For the first time in 20 years, we have a year-round shelter again available in our community. Even with this COVID season, God is still good and still blessing us beyond measure. Would you consider joining our giving team and help make this year-round resource sustainable for years to come? Please visit seeyouathome.us, click the red donate button to join the Hope Givers team today.
October 8th. That's today. I'm very proud of myself for knowing the date. October the 8th.
Ashley is probably in the zone where she's counting down the hours for this walk to end Alzheimer's. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good. And I know the virtual start is how we're doing things on Saturday at 10 a.m., correct?
We are. Actually, the opening ceremony starts at 9:30 on Saturday.
Very good.
Ashley, are you having a hard time keeping track of months, like what month you're in or day?
I don't even know if it's morning or afternoon anymore.
That's what I'm talking about here, people. Because God forbid, I don't want to lose any memory and stuff because Alzheimer's is a terrible thing.
Oh, terrible.
But I'm struggling with dates and times and seasons because I got my lawn chair. I'm looking up at the sky waiting for my 4th of July fireworks. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what happened.
It's totally
thrown
off.
We didn't have the benchmarks of things. And so I've got to consciously say this is October 8th. I'm 23 days away from putting up Christmas. So I'm excited about that. All right. So Alzheimer's, tell me about, are we making strides on this horrible, horrible affliction?
We are. And walk is one of the biggest fundraisers that the Alzheimer's Association puts on each year. And with those funds, we can continue to provide care and support to families during the difficult times, especially right now, while also staying advanced in critical research towards the methods and treatments and prevention.
I know there's some statistics you can share about how many people are touched by Alzheimer's.
Oh, what a fun one. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with it.
So what do you, if you find that you're slipping or somebody's slipping, what's your move? You get a little concerned, but what can you do?
Well, we have a 800 hotline number that's 24/7, 7 days a week. And there's no question too small or too big. Caregivers, those with the dementia or the disease, all kinds of different languages are spoken to. That's probably one of our biggest resources.
Because ginkgo biloba is the only thing I've heard helps memory.
I mean, there are some research advances, right?
I mean, can things like that help, or is that just too minor of a solution?
I'm going to have to refer to the pros on that one.
All right. Yeah, ginkgo biloba is supposed to help people's memories.
Larry King endorses that, I think.
Larry King. If Larry King endorses this, then go grab some ginkgo. Anyway, there's so much in the brain. It's really hard to figure stuff out like Alzheimer's. It's just so sad. I remember I was introduced pretty much when Ronald Reagan wrote the letter, and then Nancy was kind of given how devastating it is when you just lose connection. That's really the heartbreaking part of it, is that sometimes they'll know what happened in 1963 but not know what happened that morning. And that's just all part of it. It's so sad. Right. And are there enough facilities to help people with Alzheimer's, you think, Ashley?
I think Alzheimer's is still sadly a word of taboo. And so we just really need that help getting the awareness out there.
Why would it be taboo?
I think people are so afraid to have it. And they don't want to admit that they can't remember where they put their shoes or what day it is.
I got it. I would cover for a loved one for that, too.
For sure. And there's local agencies, Amber Glen, Carriage Crossing, Greenhouse Living at Clark Lindsay, Bickford Senior Living, all participating in the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Saturday, along with Carl Health Alliance and CVS. And we heard from the folks at Edward Jones also, right?
Yeah. We got a lot of team players this year.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do people connect with you, Ashley? How do they give money?
How do you give me money?
Yep.
You can just go to alz.org/walk. You can sign up a team, sign up as an independent walker, or donate to someone.
Very good.
Appreciate your time. Keep up your good work.
Thank you so much, guys.
alz.org/walk. Happening on Saturday. 9:30 start, and then everybody starts walking in their own neighborhood at 10.
So if there's a vaccine for coronavirus, would you take it?
I mean, I might. Is there fees?
I mean, they're going to figure out how to give it away, I think. Many parents hesitant to give their kids a COVID-19 vaccine. What if schools require it?
Boy, that's tough.
I guess you're going to homeschool, right? I mean, don't you have to have, like, smallpox and
you have to have your vaccinations.
Get into a public school. Okay, yeah. Would this be the same thing? You have to have a coronavirus vaccine to go to school? Was that going to be a thing?
It's a totally new playbook now.
We will call a physician on this one and see what they say. I don't know. I do think the comment about, you know, Kamala Harris last night saying, you know, if the doctors approve it, yes, I'll be first in line. If Donald Trump tells me to take it, I ain't taking it. And it's like, well, first of all, if the vaccine's announced, it's going to have all the science behind it.
Sure.
Donald Trump isn't mixing anything up in the White House bathtub. It's going to have all the FDA, CDC approval. I mean, if Donald Trump says, hey, I got something, I think it works, take it. Well, come on, man. That's not happening.
I know.
It's going to be all backed by science before they release a vaccine.
Of course.
But just because he's Donald Trump, Trump tells me to take it, I ain't taking it. Donald Trump's going to say, we have a vaccine. The doctors are going to go to the microphone and say, here's why it's safe. That's how it works. It isn't Trump's going to make it a proclamation, you can't talk to my doctors because I'm banning them. That's just so silly. I mean, Susan Page at USA Today last night, the moderator, Last question. What if the president won't leave the White House? What kind of question, Susan?
I was waiting for the dig, is what I said. I was waiting for something to come out. There it is at the end.
Kamala Harris, to her credit, didn't even go there. It's such a bad... Of course the president leaves the White House.
Right.
We'll send the army, and we'll show them who's boss. What do you want him to say?
I don't know.
If the president doesn't leave... First of all, it was Hillary Clinton that told Joe Biden never, never concede. Wink, wink. We have the votes in our trunk. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. It's so frustrating.
Yes, it is.
All right. So no debate next week, so we can watch the rally, which is going to be very entertaining wherever the president goes. Because he says he's going to do a rally, not a virtual debate. First of all, you can have a debate. You can do safely. You can have them 50 feet apart.
I think once they've heard the reaction, they'll probably try to put something
Please put
together.
It together, yeah. And don't say Joe Biden's showing up, so we're going to just have him. That would be lame.
Yeah.
Just if you can't get both participants in a debate, you don't have a debate.
Agreed.
We'll be right back. The news is coming up. We'll talk to this physician about the mandatory vaccines for schools. Is that even a thing? 8:30 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says no to next Thursday's debate with Joe Biden after organizers announced it will be held remotely because of the president's coronavirus infection.
I heard that the commission a little while ago changed the debate style, and that's not acceptable to us.
The president on Fox Business Network. The Biden campaign in a statement says he looks forward to the debate. The moderator and audience asking questions would be in Miami with the president and Biden joining virtually. 840,000 Americans filed new unemployment claims last week. That's down a bit. About half the 22 million jobs lost during the pandemic have been recovered. Hurricane Delta is still on track to hit the Gulf Coast tomorrow.
Louisiana is bracing for a possible hurricane for the sixth time this season alone. The National Hurricane Center says Delta, which is now a Category 2, is expected to become a major hurricane again and may bring storm surges of up to 11 feet.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listed at Fox.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
All right, looking beautiful today with a high 78 expected. 52 our low tonight. 84 tomorrow as we wrap up the week, down to around 60. Partly cloudy over the weekend. We're right around 80 for our high. There is a slight chance for a shower to pop up. Temperatures currently at 54 on ESPN 93.5.
So let me get this straight. They want to do a virtual with a moderator that tweeted out in 2016, never ever Trump. The same moderator who was an intern for Joe Biden. Doesn't sound equal. Doesn't sound fair. So what if you did it at the rally with a former apprentice participant and co-business owner with Donald Trump on a business moderating at a rally, at a Trump rally? That'd be about the same thing. Steve Scully from C-SPAN tweeted out in 2016, no, never, ever Trump. And he's the moderator? And he interned for Joe Biden? True story. That sounds fair.
Wow.
How can you do that?
I don't know. The commission surely dug that up.
I don't think they did.
They tapped the person.
They didn't, and I think it disqualifies him, because no matter what the guy tries to do, perceptually, former intern to Joe Biden pictured at a picnic with all those happy faces and then has tweeted out, never ever Trump. How can you moderate? You're disqualified, right? So that's problem A. I never thought that would happen because, you know, you can't have a guy that's blatantly siding to one, even though, frankly, just about everybody is.
Well, didn't you feel like Chris Wallace was a little biased?
I mean, Chris is he's on Fox News, but he's no right winger. He's a middle guy leaning left for me. And Susan Page clearly is a liberal, but I thought she tried to rule it in. I thought she did all right. I think it's pretty tough when you're trying to keep everybody on time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there should be a bell. Dying.
Well, and a light underneath the moderator. Well,
they just keep going. They're going to get what they're going to get in.
Right.
They don't have to answer the question. It doesn't matter what questions are in these things. It matters what you're planning to say.
Well, that's what happened with Mike Pence. He said, I'm going to use the first portion of my 2 minutes to answer.
Go back there.
Exactly.
And there's nothing you can do. That's their 2 minutes.
That's right.
If they don't want to answer the question, the people can judge that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and see, he certainly didn't answer the question about what are you going to do for long term and pre-existing conditions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He did not go there. I don't think that, first of all, you can't articulate that in 2 minutes for sure.
Exactly.
I don't think they just know that Affordable Care Act has not worked for whole lot of people.
Both of them were having trouble getting to the point quickly. But it's hard.
I thought Pence did a really good job bringing out the, what are you going to do with the courts? That was not going to be a question. How could that not be a question?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to change the way we do a third. The judicial system is one third. It's the Supreme Court, the White House, and the Senate and House.
Right.
Three entities of power. And they're going to change one of them? And that's not an important question? Wow. And then they said, well, you have just mishandled coronavirus. Well, what about March when Nancy Pelosi's in Chinatown waving everybody in? What about when Joe Biden calls Donald Trump xenophobic for even banning flights from China in January? What about Bill de Blasio going to the gym in March? And then all this power to the states. Donald Trump doesn't have much to do with coronavirus in Illinois. It's not. He's letting the governors run stuff. He got all that ventilator stuff made, all the PPE, the cupboard was bare, he built all that stuff. They said they're going to lose 2.2 million people. We've lost 210,000. Followed Dr. Fauci's advice at every turn, and he's mishandled this thing. I don't know if that's fair. But you are the arbiter, you are the decision maker. On November 3 or earlier, you can make the call, which is a beautiful thing. Okay, as pharmaceutical companies race to manufacture a COVID-19 vaccine, many people are wary of a shot that is working its way through the approval process at record speed during a highly politicized pandemic. NBC News reports while some professions could require employees to get the vaccines, experts say schools almost certainly will require students to potentially setting up the stage for a showdown between reluctant parents and education officials. Recertified by the American Academy of Dermatology, active member of the American Society for Dermatologic Surgery and American College of Mohs Surgery. Is that right, Cara?
That is correct, yes.
It's Dr. Cara Capriotti, correct?
Correct.
Nice to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
There's some never-vaxxers. There are people that legitimately have concerns about mm-hmm. vaccines. How do you see this coming down the pipe, Kara?
Well, this is a process of approval that is very well set out, laid out, organized, and the people are confident that it's the approval process because it goes through several different chapters.
We do not have a very good line here, Kara, darn it. Maybe we try call back?
Yeah, okay, I'll try one more time.
Let me try you call back, Kara Capriotti, because I mean, that's like even worse when you...
Right.
And the key to the treasure is in... and the vaccine will absolutely... can't do it. Okay, we'll try and get her back on the line. Earlier we had George C. He's a seventh generation guy that grandpa was the first Republican governor of Texas back after since Reconstruction. And he was on talking about the whole debate thing. We talked to John Decker earlier near the White House. John Decker said he broke the news for us that president will not be part of a virtual debate. And he said that was a mistake. John Decker thinks that's a mistake on the president's part.
We think Kara's solid now.
Kara?
Hi there.
Oh, wow. Is that nice? Because you were saying the vaccine will absolutely go, man. Anyway, we get Kara Capriotti back, doctor. Okay, go ahead. What your thoughts are on if schools would ever require that and how we would handle that?
Yes. So I think, first of all, it'll be a legal issue. And if the schools are going to require it, it's because there is they've been in discussions with many physicians and governing bodies to decide if it's legal to mandate it or not. If it is, then parents are going to have the choice. They can either vaccinate their kids, or if there's a continuous virtual path, they can keep their kids on the virtual path. I can tell you that an approval for vaccine in children will not happen unless it is rigorously studied in children
and there's safety and efficacy data for children, just like there is in adults.
Well, Kamala Harris said last night, if the doctors say it's safe, I'll take it. If the president says take it, I won't. Well, the president, that's not how it works. The president would announce a vaccine, then the doctors would be questioned as to the process. We do have a process, regulations and stuff, and all the guards have been loosened so that they can go quicker to all these things, and they're doing these stage three testing. I think there's hope something will be out here before the end of the year, but it's going to be safe, correct? I mean, that's the whole process, isn't it?
Absolutely. So there's multiple checkpoints. The first thing it goes through is what's called a data and safety monitoring board, and they're completely independent of any government officials, the FDA, doctors. They are their own entity, and they look at it first and decide, is it safe? Is it effective? And then they give the recommendations to the company, and then the company can go ahead and apply for an application to get an emergency use application. And then the FDA decides upon it. Then a governing board after the FDA looks at it that's completely independent. And then it goes to the general scientific community. So there are four checkpoints it goes through with rigorous evaluation before a vaccine is ever approved.
And it is kind of a race, obviously, because we want to save as many lives as we can, right?
Absolutely, it's a race. I mean, this is a race we've never seen before. It's a sprint, yet it's a marathon at the same time. So we are going through all these checkpoints. And to be even more transparent, the FDA and the White House just agreed upon new rules for what's called an emergency use application. They're making it more stringent to get it, so there's more time to look at the data and more time for the public to understand that there are checkpoints and processes in place to make this as safe and effective as possible.
Okay, so if I do a vaccine, will it work? Because, heck, you know, the flu shot we get every year, half the time it doesn't work.
That's what we're looking at with the trials. So our hope would be that we have a 70 to 75% efficacy rate. That would be great. But time will tell. The data will bear it out.
So what about the execution once we get into the vaccine stage? Is it going to be drive-through? I mean, we have a few facilities here in the Champaign-Urbana area that do drive-through flu shots right now. And certainly we have drive-through COVID testing. Do you think that's how we'll initiate the vaccine once it arrives?
Well, the government is in charge of it. They're in charge of distribution. So we know that the first round will go to probably healthcare workers, frontline workers, and that will be easy because that will be in the hospital and easy to administer because those people are easily accessible. Then the challenge will come with getting to the elderly, getting to people with pre-existing conditions that can't get out. So it very well may be drive-through. It could be, absolutely.
Well, we should have 70-plus with pre-existing in line first, right? And will we have millions of these available? Can we produce that kind of number, Kara?
Absolutely. So the government has contracted 6 different pharmaceutical companies and invested in them that they believe that can produce an effective vaccine. So the estimate is by April of 2021, there will be 700 million doses of vaccine available.
Okay, so that would be great. And yeah. and do you understand the groundswell of some that are just anti-vax, and why is that? Why do you think that has happened? Have there been bad results that people are chiming saying, hey, I think it's because of this that this happened, that kind of thing?
There has been one questionable neurological event in the AstraZeneca trial, and that is still on hold in the U.S. It has not resumed, so obviously the FDA is looking at that very carefully. The main concern you have with any vaccine are the side effects, the neurological effects.
Sure.
And most side effects happen quickly, within about 2 weeks to about 2 to 3 months after a vaccine. So if you're waiting that time period before any approvals, you have confidence in the fact that you are not developing a large amount of these side effects.
And I guess as they go out and the vaccines are put in arms and stuff, we're going to see numbers in counties and states. And if they come down, then we might be having something working really well here, but still probably going to take months, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It'll take months to roll it out. And in between the time of rolling it out and between now and rolling out the vaccines, there's this bridge time, and that's when we're focusing on therapeutics. Just like the president mentioned, Regeneron, the double monoclonal antibody, can help early stage symptoms of COVID-19. It can help prevent it. It can be used for family members. So we need to focus now until we can get everybody vaccine on these therapeutics in that window.
Kara Caporiotti, doctor, I appreciate your thoughts on this. Do you think something will be rolled out by the end of the year?
I do. I think the first doses will be given before the end of the year, yes.
Pretty exciting. Okay, Kara, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well, Dr. Kara Capriati.
Good to hear about those four different stages there with a safety and monitor board, the U.S. Emergency Use, FDA, the governing board. I mean, all kinds of different filters, obviously, it has to go through.
Yeah, you know, you want to feel like it's safe.
Sure. I mean,
for sure. You don't want to take a vaccine that you think has cut corners. Well, you're going to be reassured that this thing went through the process the right way.
Well, that's kind of Charles and Fisher's point. The president wouldn't push a vaccine without being backed by science. Explain him by pushing hydroxychloroquine for months without scientific evidence.
But that was a malaria drug that has been issued for 50 or 60 years that isn't going to kill you. That he said, why not? Hydroxychloroquine, they did a study that they thought it helped. Again, when you read, that wasn't anything new. That was a malaria drug they thought might have some weird good effect.
I remember now.
Yeah.
And saying that windmills cause cancer, solar power doesn't work if it's cloudy outside. When is science at odds with words coming out of his mouth, which seems to be a daily occurrence? He says he misspoke or that they're wrong. Textbook inveterate stupidity.
So. What he does that I probably wouldn't suggest is he has brainstorming sessions in the public. You know, he has
for sure
brainstorming. The stuff you'd have at noon with pizza in your office.
Right.
He brainstorms in front of the world and throws stuff out there. Because he's,
you know, the bleach comment.
Thinking out of the box. But when you're president, you do have to be very careful because half the country's crazy anyway.
Right.
So you do have to be careful with all your comments. And he is a free thinker and will say what's on the top of his mind. And I don't think that's a very good idea sometimes.
That's right.
By the way, Jeff Martindale is my ESPN guy in Connecticut.
Yes.
Talked to him yesterday.
Okay, what is the deal?
Okay, so we are carrying Mike Greenberg, and they just rerun the interview with Chris Berman in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have, this is a sign of the times, at ESPN corporate, they don't have enough people to cover it. So you're going to get, unless I carry baseball, which I'm going to try and do.
Okay.
We'll try and carry the games.
That would be better than a repeat.
Well, but the caveat there is if it's Oakland and the Astros and it's the fifth inning, I'm cutting out of the game and going to Lante.
Sure.
So we're not going to carry the game in its entirety, so there's that. But it's better than a repeat of Mike Greenberg. So I'm talking to Jeff Martindale, my ESPN rep, yesterday. He's an Indiana graduate, the Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends for years. He said, have I talked to you in a while? I said, no. He said, I went to New York in May and I got corona.
Oh, no.
He said, I also got pneumonia. So Jeff Martindale was treated for pneumonia, then COVID. Of the 9 people in the hospital with him, he was on a ventilator. 9 people were on the ventilator same time. 8 died. He didn't.
Oh, wow.
He said, I was in there for weeks and I don't remember anything. But he had pneumonia. I mean, that's one of the problems of breathing in the lungs.
Sure, sure.
He got pneumonia.
Lungs are flowing with fluid.
47-year-old man that has no pre-existing, but he caught 2 bad ones at the same time.
Unbelievable.
He said, I have a thing of Purell in my pocket. I didn't touch my hands and my face. I travel a lot. And anyway, thankfully.
Quite a story. I haven't heard anything like that.
No, I had neither.
Everything I'm hearing is asymptomatic.
No.
And, oh, I just had to hop out of life for two weeks for no reason.
2 bad ones, and he said I should have died. So I'm sure he's very thankful. Mm-hmm. It was good to talk to him yesterday. All right, quick sports headline.
All right. Well, the baseball you could be hearing here on ESPN 93.5 later today might be on the National League side, where the Atlanta Braves shut out Miami again, 2-0. In fact, the first 3 shutouts in the first 4 of their playoff games. This is a record that the Atlanta Braves is setting. They're up 2-0 on Miami. Also on the National League side, LA Dodgers up 2-0 with their 6-5 win over the San Diego Padres. Up 2-1, Tampa Bay Rays after beating the New York Yankees 8-4 yesterday. Oakland A's beat the Houston Astros to stay alive 9-7 was the final yesterday. Astros are up 2-1 on that series. Colts will be at Cleveland on Sunday. Monday Night Football has LA Chargers in New Orleans for tonight.
The Bears
and Soldier Field hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey on ESPN 93.5.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
A virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself. Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I check your beautiful forecast at 10 before 9.
I've been getting texts from some of my Louisiana friends since I was there most of the 90s in Lafayette, and they are worried. I don't know whether to host them for a few days, and they should just come on up. It's coming on Friday.
You're talking the western part of that state? Is that where it's looking
like? I mean, it's shaped like a boot, and so right in the middle where the spur would meet the boot is where the Cajun heartland of Lafayette is. Right between New Orleans and Lake Charles. Lake Charles is over on the Texas border. So anyway, they don't know where Delta's going to come, but they're all getting ready. A good deal of sunshine for us today, though. 53 and partly cloudy tonight. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 60 with mostly sunny conditions. 82 partly cloudy on Saturday. 78 partly cloudy on Sunday. We have a chance of rain coming our way Sunday and Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store, the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
The Walk to End Alzheimer's is this Saturday, October 10th at 10 a.m. Stepping off in your neighborhood has a big impact. And thanks to all the participants signing up at ALZ.org. Sponsors include Carl, Health Alliance, Carriage Crossing, Edward Jones, Bickford Senior Living, CVS, and the Greenhouse Homes at Clark Lindsay. Details on how to join Stevie J Broadcasting as a sponsor or participant in the Walk to End Alzheimer's, visit ALZ.org.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows?
With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
All right, I found it. Been looking. I knew I had this here, but I had to look it up.
Okay.
Had to find this thing.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We're so glad you found it.
Yeah, I got that. I want that on the hotkey. Because you know what? I've said that a few times this morning.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Right on.
Come on, man.
Keep it going.
Come on, man.
Got that. All right, we're back tomorrow, Friday. Johnny and Mike Ditka, that'll be tomorrow morning, 7:35. We'll talk about that Bear-Tampa game. That's tonight. That's the feature Thursday night game. Tampa Bay and Tom Brady in Chicago against those Chicago Bears. So a little on that in the morning. And again, we'll cover the news and what's happening. Urbana High School apparently not going back till January now.
Right.
School board decided that.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising. All right, back tomorrow, Diane. Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. Thank you for joining us for 2 hours of free therapy every Monday through Friday, 7 to 9. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody! Whoa, it's too early for that. Not at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We are ready for Thanksgiving early.
I haven't even bought my turkey yet.
You will need a dependable freezer to put it in before you buy.
It's too early to buy the best pumpkins for my pumpkin pie.
Not too early to replace that old range that bakes unevenly.
Got that right.
Hey!
I'm going to put off replacing my microwave. Those Thanksgiving leftovers are a long ways off.
Better lock one in now at a great price.
Can I order it online and have it shipped to my house?
Have it shipped or installed online or come into the store. Our award-winning service and sales team is staffed and ready for the holidays. Get your Thanksgiving shopping done early and worry-free at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Great products are on sale now. If you wait, all you get are the leftovers.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do. At Max Twin City Recycling.
you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community while also shopping local. Our unique model creates opportunities for folks to get the food, clothing, and other resources their family needs through volunteering. This affirms their dignity, confirms the skills, gifts, and abilities they have, equipping and empowering them in the process. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. What our participants thank us for most is not the stuff they get, but for the opportunity to work, the opportunity to contribute. Regularly buying some of your groceries at Salt and Light Urbana will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives. For details, more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.